Hello, I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Egyptian officials say a large car bomb has exploded near a security building on the northern outskirts of Cairo. 22 people were injured in the blast, including 6 policemen. Officials said the bomb had been detonated by remote control. Belle True is a Cairo-based journalist.
It was a car bomb blast at a state security building in Shubra al-Khaimah, which is about 10 kilometres north of the centre of the capital. The Interior Ministry have confirmed that the assailant apparently left the car outside the building and was whisked away by a motorcycle.
There's been no word on who carried out the attack, but insurgents allied with Islamic State have vowed to continue to strike Egypt's security forces. The United States has submitted draft proposals for a UN arms embargo on South Sudan after its president, Salva Kiir, refused to sign a peace deal. The agreement is meant to put an end to the 20-month-old conflict, which pits troops loyal to the president against forces allied to his former deputy, Riek Machar. He's already signed the accord, but Mr. Kiir has said he needed several more days for consultation. The Brazilian lower house of Congress has approved a bill which lowers the age of criminal responsibility from 18 to 16. The bill is a constitutional amendment and still faces 2 votes in the Senate. It's a controversial issue that split Brazilian society. Julia Carneiro reports from Rio.
If this change is approved, teenagers between 16 and 18 years of age in Brazil will face the same sentences as adults for crimes such as murder with intent to kill and rape. Currently, they are sent to juvenile centres, where the maximum detention period for any crime is of 3 years. Those in favour of reducing the age of criminal responsibility say the current system breeds a feeling of impunity among young offenders and encourages crime.
The United Nations humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, has strongly criticised the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen for bombing the port of Hodeidah, saying it was a violation of international humanitarian law. Mr. O'Brien stressed that Hodeidah was an important lifeline for bringing in food and medicine.
I am extremely concerned that the damage to the port of Hodeidah could have a severe impact on the entire country and would deepen humanitarian needs, making more people food insecure, leaving them without access to water or medicines, and which could also mean the spread of disease.
A report says scientists may have overestimated the level of carbon emissions in China over the past decade because of confusion about the type of coal being used there. The research team, writing in the journal Nature, said more low-grade coal had been burned in Chinese power stations than was previously thought, and that the fuel produced up to 40% less carbon. This is the World News from the BBC. Police in the US city of St. Louis have made 9 arrests during protests after police shot and killed a black teenager. Officers said an 18-year-old had pointed a handgun when they were trying to search a house in the north of the city. Dozens of demonstrators took to the streets and blocked a major road in the city. A report by the US space agency NASA says that parts of California are sinking faster than ever, because too much water is being pumped out of the ground. The region is suffering a severe drought. Satellite imagery has revealed that parts of the intensively farmed San Joaquin Valley in central California have experienced subsidence of up to 5 centimetres a month. The authorities in the U.S. state of Washington say 3 firefighters were killed while battling a fast-moving wildfire. Laura Bicker reports.
The firefighters were killed as they tried to save the town of Twisp in the north of Washington state. 4 others are being treated in hospital. Residents were told to leave the area as high winds fanned the fast-moving flames. Conditions are said to be very dangerous. Nearly 30,000 firefighters and support staff are battling blazes across 10 western US states, and around 7 million acres of land have gone up in flames this year. The US military announced this week that it would be sending in troops to help.
Scientists in the United States say they've come up with a new way of helping to fight climate change, using carbon in the atmosphere to build nanofibers. These are tiny complex strands used in medicine, the textile industry, and in expensive industrial components. The researchers say they devised a process through which a liquid salt heated by solar power drinks in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and produces 10 grams of fibres an hour. Skeptics are impressed by the chemistry, but say they doubt whether it could ever produce enough to tackle climate change. BBC News.